Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row. We've had him in studio. We visited with him at AT&T Field. Eric Lee, the Cincinnati Reds Director of Player Development. Of course, the Reds, the parent club of your Chattanooga Lookouts. Eric, how are you today?
Doing very well, David. Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what is life like for a director of player development on the eve of a trade deadline? There's always the possibility of minor league players being included in some trades. What is your job like the eve of the trade deadline?
Well, David, I'd say my primary responsibility at this point is to make sure my phone is charged, my ringer is on, and Vibrate is set on full tilt. Obviously, there's a lot of wheeling, dealing going on, and you know, it's my job to make sure that we're prepared and our players are prepared, and we're prepared to cover as needed. It's an exciting time. It's a stressful time for us, for the players, everyone involved. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting 24 hours for sure.
All right, if you were the baseball commissioner, what date would you have for the trade deadline?
Well, my opinion is probably biased. I think from our side of things, we'd always appreciate and benefit from more time to self-evaluate and to have a good sense of where we are, our major league team is, and what's left for us in a given year. I think more time would always be better and appreciated, but we make the adjustment, and no matter when it is, I can remember being a fan, and I don't forget how exciting this can be and how much this can really change the course of an organization like ours.
There has been some wheeling and dealing, but I think the overall, I mean, you hear a lot of people say that on the whole, as a whole, it's been kind of quiet to this point. Any reason that you would have as why it has lent itself to that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, one contributing factor is the fact that so many teams around the league are competitive right now, which I think makes for a lot of fun and makes it, you know, even more difficult than usual to make the hard decision of, you know, am I in, am I out? What's best for this club in the short term and the long term? That calculus is difficult. It's made difficult when you know, so many things can break, and there's frankly so much time left in the season for teams' fortunes to change.
You're listening to Eric Lee, the Cincinnati Reds Director of Player Development, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Let's shift from the trade deadline to the Lookouts. At one point, I guess it was right after Independence Day, the Lookouts were 44-40 overall, 8-7 in the second half. Since then, they've lost 20 of 22 games. It's obviously, it's been a rough patch. I think they've lost back-to-back extra inning 4-3 games. So I know this is tough. What for you, as you, I mean, in your role as a player development director, what can you gain from a 10-27 team that I know is kind of facing the dog days and trying to break through?
You know, that's a great question. And it's one that we've been confronted with head on here over the last month, as you say. You know, I think in our role, and not just me, but our coaching staff, our manager, Pat Kelly, and everyone working here supporting him, I think, you know, we try to look for the teaching moment. And there are a lot of lessons, most of them hard, that can be learned during a stretch like that. You know, so rarely is a player's path a straight line, and so rarely is a team's path a straight line over the course of the summer. And this really has provided an opportunity for all of us to talk about that, think about that, and figure out what we're going to do about it. That I think is the way we try to look at it, and we encourage our players to look at it, and our staff does a great job of reinforcing that.
Anything you can kind of pinpoint? Because, I mean, it does seem like it's been a stretch where, like I said, when you lose 20 of 22, it's kind of the falling off the cliff. I mean, I know TJ Antone was promoted and he had a nice first half. Anything else you could kind of put your finger on as to why the struggles the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, David, for me, it's very simple. It's not performing. There, there are always reasons, and there are injuries, and there are promotions, and there's all the stuff that's out of our control. But, you know, I think when we have those conversations about what can we gain, I think, you know, it starts with being real and being honest. And the honest fact is, you know, the last two nights, the other team has been a run or two better than us. And at some point, that's just not good enough. So I think for me, it's pretty simple. It's performing and playing winning baseball. And objectively, no matter how much you love the kids, which we do, that's a fact. They can't argue.
How would you assess, Eric, the play of in the year that Taylor Trammell has had? I know he got off to the really solid April and early May, but I mean, I know his average has dipped down to 236 now. How would you assess kind of the year he's had?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, to be 100% honest, I don't think anybody is happy, Taylor most of all, that he's hitting what he is. And that is a fact, an undeniable one. But I think there is a lot of positive that comes from that experience. And really, there are a lot of good things that Taylor has done. There are a lot of strides that have been made, you know, that we see on both sides of the ball. It's just not bearing out in numbers and performance yet. But that's the purpose of the minor league. And again, it's a great opportunity for a player, you know, who we believe is going to be a special major league player, to understand that it doesn't always come easy. And fortunately for Taylor, I think he's one who doesn't need to hear that a lot. He recognizes it, and he's doing the hard work of trying to get it back. And I think that's all we can ask. And so on the balance, David, I think this could be a positive experience. And watching Taylor work his way through it, I'm more confident of that than ever.
And on the flip side, I mean, one of the great stories of the year was Mitch Ney, and I, you know, I wrote a feature on him and really enjoyed getting to talk with him about just, I mean, the injuries that had set him back, a former number one pick that had just took him forever to get out of A-ball. And then when you think about his season this year with Chattanooga, I know he's up with Louisville now, but hitting .304 in 82 games, how pleasant of a surprise was Mitch Ney when he was here?
You know, in so many ways, it was a surprise given that history and, again, the path that brought him here. But in many ways, it wasn't. I think really organizationally, there were very few people surprised. We all know the pedigree. We all know the talent that he possesses. We know that there are some factors outside of his control that prevented him from always showing it. But I think we believed, and the reason why we signed him this winter and we brought him in two winters ago, is that we believe in the talent and the ability. You know, we talk about this tough stretch that the Lookouts have endured. That's the great thing about baseball, is there are so many positives that are occurring at the same time. And Mitch is certainly one of them, and he's not the only one, but he's a guy we're proud of. We're proud of what he's doing in Louisville. I think he's earned the right, every right, to continue knocking on the door.
And then finally, when you think about the Lookouts, like we mentioned, they're 10-27, which I guess means they've got 33 games left. How does, with Pat Kelly and Danny Darwin, how do you guys balance, you know, kind of the, obviously it's a developmental, you're always teaching. They know they're losing. They know they're struggling. How do you balance the kind of getting on them with also trying to maintain, you know, being positive as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we talk to any great big leaguers, and we're fortunate in the organization, we have a lot of them, the challenge that we set for ourselves, and it is a challenge, and the challenge that we set for the players is, you know, never too high and never too low. I think 100% times being real and honest, and honesty can bring about a lot of positives and a lot of negatives, and I think all of those things can be true. So I think it's reinforcing that fact and understanding that the same team that, you know, might lose 14 straight can win 14 straight. These guys, you know, at this level in the Southern League, they've progressed to a point where they don't need to be explained that. They only need to be reminded. And it's the great thing about baseball is there's almost always another game the next day. You wipe the board clean, and you know, you get back at it. And I'm proud of the guy, the work that our guys are doing, our staff is doing, and taking on that attitude. It hasn't borne out results, which are important, but I continue to believe in the group and challenge them to gain something positive from it.
Eric, I'm going to slip one more in on you, and it has to do with back to the trade deadline. I asked you what you do the eve of. What do you do the day of on the trading deadline? You wake up, obviously, obviously the phone's at 100%. Are you in your I mean, are y'all in one congregating in one office, or do you sit in your own office? How does that kind of work?
No, it's a village. It's a group effort. I think us, like the other 29 teams, I mean, there's so much work, preparation time done by many, many others, not me. I just get to roll in the end, enjoy the fruits, but it's extremely collaborative and it's fun. It's, you know, one of those days in the calendar, the baseball calendar, that makes you, you know, take a step back and say, man, this is pretty cool. And it's probably one of the days in the year where I most remember and think about what it was like to be a fan. We share the similar kind of excitement. Again, it's just so fun to see what direction our team's going to go, and tomorrow's obviously going to be a big day for us.
Well, Eric, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck on a day that will make you happy tomorrow, and we thank you, as always, for joining us here on Press Row.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Cincinnati Reds Player Development Director Eric Lee joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.